They had a sauna built over the creek. They had a 44-gallon drum. The fire was stoked from the outside. A bucket with a string into the creek. Splash it over the very hot 44. Don't back your ass into that, sir, or you'll have yourself a bit of scarification, you know. And when it got too hot, you just jumped through a hole in the floor into the creek, which was icy. The other one didn't have the creek. It was bigger, held a lot more people. It was really dark and steamy inside, and there was a lot of sauna sex. And a lot of people did get their asses burnt on very hot corrugated iron.
I remember the sauna was a fairly steamy place to be. It was the early 70s, and we were casual around sex in those days.
And there was undoubtedly heaps of sex in the smoke and the fog and the anonymity of night.
But I do know of several children that were conceived there.